For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
This country was built on a distinctly American work ethic. But today, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and diminished our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make a variety of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more. All made right here in the USA, from growing the cotton and adding the final touches. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs for seamsters, cutters, and factory workers in towns and cities across the United States. And it's about more than an income. Jobs bring pride. Purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wild Card Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. When I say welcome back, I mean welcome back from yesterday's show. In my mind, this is just a continuation of
a continual operation.
Yeah, of our conversation from yesterday.
All right.
Except we have fresh topics to talk about.
Well, that's even better.
Good morning.
Top of the morning to you.
We are going to get this thing going. If you want to reach us,
yeah,
you can reach us on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Today, buy and build, having an auction featuring cabinet sets, sinks, furniture, carpeting, hardwood flooring, and more. Bidding is started at rollerauction.com. And if you want to learn about upcoming auctions, you could do so at rollerauction.com/MHS. Peyton Watson said it best after last night's close win. You're watching this game thinking, how in the world can this be a close game even without Jamal Murray? The answer is Victor Wembanyama. Peyton Watson said this after the game. I'm glad he's not strong, or else he'd be super, super damn near unstoppable. And it's like a young superhero. Older he gets, the more he grows into his powers. And Jokic had to adjust his shot. I mean, we talk about...
Got it slapped back a couple of times.
We talk a lot about, oh my God, look at all these triple-doubles that, you know, Jokic has.
Uh-huh.
Wembanyama might start the new standard of a quadruple-double.
Could be.
Well, he was 2 assists shy.
Could be.
He was 2 assists shy. And he's been doing this not a lot, but he's been close more than a few times.
Yeah.
And I'm sure he has done it already this year, although I haven't watched every one of his games.
I mean, his game needs to continue to evolve, but it will. I mean, it's right. It's to me, he's right on track. I mean, he's what, 20 years old? What do you expect? I mean, his body hasn't developed. Once his body catches up with his talent, he will be a seismic force in the NBA and international basketball, period.
Time now for the lead.
The The Lead is brought to you by Beyond Stem Cells. Grow young with us by going to beyondstemcellsdenver.com or call 1-833-720-STEM.
As you're watching this game, we've watched more of these games than we'd probably like to watch this season.
Yes.
I'm thinking, really? I mean, San Antonio right now is not a very good basketball team, and you need a three-pointer with under 30 seconds to play to win it at home?
Yes. It did cross my mind a few times last night as I was battling this game.
So it sounds like we're complaining about a win, and the Nuggets, oh, by the way, are on top of the West.
Yeah.
Doesn't it a little bit?
Yeah, and they're two games better than they were at this time a year ago. But, I mean, but you're in the moment. You're in the moment. You're in a 48-minute window, and you see things that, and of course, we're hot take-ish. And so, how the hell do you lose this game? Or how are you about to lose this game? It's kind of like, how in the hell did the Avs go to Columbus against a team that just sucks and get beaten 4-1? Well, the Nuggets don't have Jamal Murray.
We can't stop using that as an excuse.
And the Avs don't have Val Nichushkin. Yes, you can. That's ridiculous. Of course you can. And it's not an excuse.
Well, you know what?
It's a fact.
Well, you know what? How many points did Minnesota win by on Friday? They didn't have Karl Anthony Towns.
I
listened to the radio.
It's not about an excuse, Eric.
I listened to the radio yesterday, and I'm hearing people say, well, Nuggets didn't have Jamal. The Nuggets didn't have Jamal. Minnesota did not have a guy who is one of the better players in the league.
Great. I don't care. Here's the deal about the deal
it's
about
okay
the Nuggets.
If
here's
the Nuggets use that excuse. But for Minnesota,
I don't know if the Nuggets or the Minnesota Timberwolves are using anything as an excuse.
Well,
as far as I'm concerned, they're winning games.
Yep.
Why the hell do they need any excuses? Right. We're talking about the Denver Nuggets.
Right.
The Denver Nuggets, I don't think there are any excuses being made. I just got done saying they're two games better this year than they were at the same time last season.
Right.
Technically, this is a better team. You can make the argument that it's not, and for various reasons. It's not an excuse, but it is what it is.
Yep.
And they are you going to sit here and tell me they're not a different team with Jamal Murray? Or just like you're going to sit
they're
here
absolutely
and tell me they're not a different team, the Avs, without Val Nichushkin? You're the one that's made the greatest argument about Val Nichushkin.
Yep.
And I totally agree with you. He does things in the lineup that make them a better team. Same with Jamal Murray. Now, look, you may not have him. He's missed six straight games. Michael Malone has said, hey, we'll have him back before the playoffs. Coy remark, but fine. But, yes, the Nuggets are a totally different team. It's not, it shouldn't be taken as an excuse. They're still 5-2 or 4-2 now without him. They've won games, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it changes the substitution pattern.
Of course.
It puts a guy that normally comes off the bench into a starting role. It puts more pressure on Nikola Jokic to do things. It does have an adverse effect, and it's a challenging effect. But it's not an excuse. Everybody's got to deal with this kind of thing, and that's why good health is as important for any team going into the postseason as you can imagine. There, I get off my high horse now.
Well, that's fine. The Nuggets have the best starting five in basketball. Are they now bottom third without Jamal Murray? Are they bottom half without Jamal Murray?
Well, I don't know.
Because they just played a team that sucks.
Well, but
And again. Now, listen. I've been consistent saying this. Let's look at last year.
Uh-huh.
The Avs streaked towards the postseason, lost in the first round. Nuggets stumbled down the stretch and won a championship.
Right.
But at the end of the day, they better learn to play without Jamal Murray, because who knows what his health is going to be. And if this is what we have, that's, you know, again, you have Jokic and Porter Jr., who, by the way, yes, hit a clutch shot.
Yeah. He did.
But
where
was he the rest of the game?
Well, He wasn't anywhere.
Although he had more than a few rebounds.
Yeah.
I'll give him that.
Yeah, he did. He did.
What, he had like 16 rebounds?
But Jokic
pretty impressive.
And Aaron Gordon pulled the train last night.
I agree.
I mean, those two, and Jokic was the guy, you know, shoveling in the coal. I mean, your question is a good one. Every team is asking it. I sat and watched every minute of Oklahoma City and Philadelphia. Well, not every minute because I was finishing up some work, but, and they had no SGA. And Oklahoma City was damn near in that, was in, not only in that game, could have won that game,
right,
down the stretch against a interesting opponent on the road. Right. Embiid is back. We talked about this a little yesterday. It does make Philadelphia a little more intriguing,
right,
for the stretch run. But, you know, are they going to be healthy? Karl Anthony Towns. We know damn good and well that changes the way the Minnesota Timberwolves, I think they've kind of figured it out. They're keeping pace. So, yeah.
Have the Nuggets figured it out
without
Jamal Murray?
No.
Okay. So.
Do you think so?
No.
I don't either.
No, because as you said, rotations change and
yes,
so on and so forth, and I understand that. But when we look at the game last Friday, and I'll go back to it for a reason. The Nuggets did not have Jamal Murray, got blown out.
Yep.
And the last time Minnesota and Denver played, the Timberwolves were missing their top three front court guys, mm-hmm, court guys, and nearly sent the game to overtime. Which team do you like better? Well, right now I like Minnesota better.
Okay. Fair enough.
Because they've proven that they can bring their A game without their top three. Who would you rather have if you had to make a choice? And I know you don't have to make a choice, but if you had to, would you rather not have Jamal Murray going into the playoffs or your top three front court guys? And one team,
well, I mean,
forced the game to overtime and the other team got blown out.
Well, when you're talking about the top three front court guys for the Nuggets, you're talking about the best player in the world being amongst that. So that skews my...
What I mean is
the formula
being Minnesota, yeah, missing your top three friends. If you were coaching a team, would you rather go into the playoffs without Gobert, Cat, and Naz Reid, or coach the Nuggets and be out Jamal Murray?
I would rather be with the Nuggets.
Okay.
Not to mention they also have championship pedigree. So,
that's good. I'm glad they have championship pedigree, and I agree. There is something to be said for that. However, Minnesota does not get out of the first round if they are missing all three of those guys going to the playoffs. That's a near guarantee. And if you're saying it isn't, then you're giving a lot of credit to their bench. And it's not one guy's not going to carry them, just like Michael Jordan never carried the Bulls very far until he got Scottie Pippen. Minnesota would be in far worse shape heading into the playoffs, missing those three guys.
Well, of course.
Then the Nuggets without Jamal Murray. So I'd rather coach the team. I'd rather coach the Nuggets. Mm-hmm. Right. No Jamal Murray.
Yeah.
Okay. Than that team. And that team, missing those three guys, nearly sent it to overtime. The Nuggets need to learn to play without him, Jamal Murray. And
Well, that's easier said than done.
By the way, we can look at a 4-2 record, and that's fine.
Yeah.
But sometimes you have to look at what's really going on, too. It's more than just a record. It's more, how was the game played? You don't have to dominate a game, but are you squeaking by? Because it's great that they squeaked by against San Antonio.
Mm-hmm.
They're not playing San Antonio in the playoffs. They're not playing crap teams in the playoffs. No. They're playing teams that deserve to be there.
But
for all we know, they could be playing the Suns in the opening round.
But what day do we catch them on? Do we catch them on yesterday? Or do we catch them on Sunday when they beat the hell out of a Cleveland Cavaliers team? That's a damn good basketball team.
Great basketball team.
I mean, they're a team that's going to be a factor in the East. My feeling is, and we've covered a fair amount of ground already, you obviously want to be as, it's a statement of duh, that you want to be as physically healthy as you can possibly be. That goes without saying.
And Jared Bednar said as much.
Yes, he has.
Right.
Absolutely.
Said the same thing.
Very much so. I think mentality changes, benches get shorter, postseason is a lot different than the regular season.
Is the bench locked up? You know who that's going to be yet?
No.
Right.
I mean, are you locked in yet?
Because that's what we talked about at the beginning of the season.
No, you're right.
Who is going to be your rotation? I would imagine it might be four guys coming off the bench in the opening round.
Yeah.
But then if they advance, it's going to be three guys. You're going to go with Watson, Brown, and Reggie, right?
Yes, I would think so. And you go, and if you just...
You feeling good about that? I don't want to look at a line score, okay, honestly, that says 17 points, 13 rebounds, 10 assists, no turnovers against San Antonio. Now, if it was San Antonio with Duncan, Ginobili, and Parker, yeah, and Kawhi, you got me.
Well, I wouldn't make the judgment based on one night anyway. It would have to be something or other that's cumulative. And there are nights, and this answers the question, there are nights when the answer is hell yeah. You're darn right. Reggie Jackson's hitting shots. Christian Brown is giving you a few points, but he's also defending like a madman. Last night he had 6 assists. Peyton Watson is getting you his 1 block per game guaranteed, but he's also knocking down some shots from here and there. But it's not every night.
But by the way, when you talk about championship pedigree, can you really say Reggie Jackson honestly has championship pedigree when he barely played? He's on the team.
Well,
he's on the team and he practiced. I get it, but he barely played.
I mean, do you count osmosis or not?
No.
Okay, if you don't.
You got to be out there in a leverage moment.
Yeah.
You can't be watching from the bench isn't the same. Peyton Watson doesn't have, he has championship pedigree because he has a ring. But has he played in those leverage moments?
Well, I don't think that you deny the Nuggets championship pedigree
with
5 returning starters and then a key guy off the bench in Christian Brown. That's 6 guys last year that have championship pedigree.
I'm not
about
disagreeing
as deep in them as you can
I'm
get.
Talking about the other guys. I'm not, and by the way, 6 guys is not going to win you a title.
Well, here's what I would say about that. I'm glad that Peyton Watson and Reggie Jackson were at least around in the ether. They weren't in L.A. with the Clippers or Cleveland with the Cavaliers.
Coming up after the break, we are getting close to the NFL draft. We don't know if the Broncos are going to trade up, but we do know there's some other teams that are looking to trade up. The Broncos need to make a move now to move to 4. If Sean really likes someone, or should they do what most teams do? Wait until draft day. That's next.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda, a no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us at mylifesports.com. You can reach us, Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Today, buy and build, having an auction featuring cabinet sets, sinks, fixtures, carpeting, hardwood, flooring, and more. Bidding is open at rollerauction.com, and you can learn about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. In the meantime, High Country Performance 4x4, they are the best. There are a lot of places out there, but when it comes to one-stop shopping, they have it all. High-end stuff in the retail center. If you're a DIYer, go for it. But what they really specialize in is rebuilds, seasonal inspections, custom fabrication, and more. If you have a 4x4 or a truck, what you can do to that thing, the imagination is endless because they can do that for you. What you want, they can do. They can give you the versatility that you want and need. Versatility isn't necessarily a great thing because that means you're losing a little bit here, losing a little bit there. When you go to Hunt Country Performance 4x4, you're not losing anything. Go check them out in Englewood or go to hcp4x4.com, hcp4x4.com, and literally see in pictures what they can do for you. Time now for The Buzz.
The Buzz is presented by High Country Performance 4x4 in Englewood, Colorado's premier one-stop shop for anything and everything 4x4s and trucks. High Country Performance 4x4, building cool since 1980. Go to hcp4x4.com.
I am not so sure that Sean Payton has decided this early who he has fallen in love with the top four quarterbacks, if indeed he has or he will. But if he does fall in love with someone, he's a gambler, okay? He's not afraid of losing picks in a draft.
Right.
He has proven that when he was with New Orleans. Once he decides, if he decides, I want this guy, does he have to make a move before draft day? Because you have certainly the Vikings, who are likely going to be looking to move up, and they certainly have the ammunition now with two first-round picks.
Yeah.
And don't forget about the Raiders, because they need a quarterback of the future as well.
So answer me this. Where in the pecking order would they be in terms of moving up?
Fourth.
Yeah.
New England's not trading out.
Right.
Of Arizona's the only team because they have their guy,
at least
they believe, in Kyler Murray. However, they might be so in love with Harrison, Marvin Harrison Jr.
Good guy to be in love with, right?
They're not going to want to move all the way back to 12 because he's not going to be there. And probably the top two guys, neighbors, he's not going to be there either.
Okay, so E, here's my deal. Not only would you be trading up and paying a king's ransom for it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you'd also be moving up to a position on kind of the outside looking in.
Right. And there's a real danger in that.
Yeah, this is...
Now, listen, remember, the danger is you have only one guy that you really are in love with. There's a 1 in 3 chance that guy's going to be there.
Right.
Not 1 in 4, because we know who's going number one.
Exactly.
1 in 3.
And that makes it an even more daunting task.
Doesn't it?
God almighty. And it'd be one thing if you hadn't traded all of these first and second round picks in the last 2 years for Russell Wilson and for Sean Payton.
But you know what? Here. If it wasn't... Sean Payton is the reason why Russell Wilson is out.
Correct.
If Sean Payton was not the coach, if Jim Harbaugh was the coach, I have a feeling Russell Wilson would still be on this roster.
They'd be trying to figure out a way to make it work.
Right.
Yes. I don't disagree. I don't. And to that, and I think that we need to remember that.
And oh, by the way,
so
I did not have a problem at all with the draft capital the Broncos gave up for Sean Payton.
Me either.
And what do I mean by that? I mean that a head coach is far more important than people think. This team did win 8 games.
Mm-hmm.
The culture is different.
Mm-hmm.
The team was better. And it's not like they had this awesome roster. And Russell Wilson was clearly better as well because of Sean Payton. You can argue that, you know, Sean gave Russell the tools to succeed. At the end of the day, he was much better than he was the previous year.
I agree.
This is Sean's decision. That's why he gave up all that draft capital. We clearly know Greg Penner is in the corner of Sean Payton. We will see if this works out. But to your point, it is such a risk knowing if you trade up tomorrow, is your guy going to be there? If you have fallen in love with two guys,
okay,
then
things change a little bit.
Is it worth the risk?
I mean, at that, well, it's more worth the risk at that point.
Right.
But you still may not get the guy that you want.
And then you're stuck.
Oh, dude. Let me ask you this. You brought it up, and it's a good topic. You told me that I'd like this topic, and you were right.
Oh, thanks.
Last night.
I appreciate you.
So We agree that there are going to be four quarterbacks taken in the first
four picks.
Yep.
Okay. There could be as many as five in the first round, right? Maybe even six.
There might even be six.
Well,
since Michael Penix ran that sub 4.4, oh my God, you got to have him.
Absolutely, right?
You better draft him.
Yeah, never mind that he ran for 13 yards at Washington last year. Maybe that's a topic for another day.
They were a fast 13 yards.
They were very quick.
It was blinding.
And by the way, just while we're talking about Michael Penix, do we really want McGlinchey being his blindside protector at right tackle? Just a thought. But anyway, I digress.
No, he wouldn't be his blindside tackle. He'd be Bowles would be. Remember, he's a left-handed quarterback.
So he would be his would be his blindside tackle.
No.
He'd be his tackle.
Oh, wait.
For a left-handed quarterback.
Oh, yeah, you're right. My bad. I needed to flip that in my head.
It's all good.
You're right.
All right, so here's my getting to my point. Think about the depth of this first round and the talent in it. If you are in the middle of a feeding frenzy for as many as six quarterbacks in the first round, you could potentially at 12 pick up a guy that has a high first round grade, because position players won't be coming off the board.
Right.
Right?
Yep. Yeah, guys like Brock Bowers right. get pushed down.
Okay, so now my question is, let me extrapolate a little bit. Do you think about what I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, you and I have talked about really from jump on this whole thing.
Yep.
Isn't this the type of draft, if you do not have total conviction on a quarterback, where you do move down, try to add draft capital, and you should come away with some pretty damn good picks that can help you immediately if you do it right. That's been my advocacy since we started this conversation. And unless, as you put it, unless Sean is it absolutely in love with the guy, but even then, we just talked about it. What's the guarantee that he's going to be in a position to get that guy?
Right.
The best that he can do is pick a quarterback fourth. Now, if you're in love with two guys, okay, I'll listen to it. But I don't know. The more and more I get into this thing, if you're going to get a quarterback and you have an interest in a guy and you can get him later, fine, get him later. Get two guys in the first two rounds that you can plug and play immediately. Make your roster better. I don't know. What comes first, the chicken or the egg? The quarterback or the roster?
Well, you need your quarterback.
It doesn't mean
you have to have it this year.
Right.
But I'll tell you right now, I don't care if you do upgrade the roster, you still don't have the quarterback and you're still not
going to win games.
But to your point, you have to be in love with somebody.
Okay, but here's my next question then for you. If there is even a glint of doubt in this thing, or you got to push me to get to a place where I really like a guy, is it really worth reaching for that guy this year when you know this football team is probably not, in your heart of hearts, don't you know that you're not going to be very good this year?
There's no such thing as a reach. You know why it's called a reach? Because other people say it is. But in your mind,
I hear what you're saying.
You may love that
guy. Right. Yeah.
There's
no reach when you love somebody. I'm with you.
You know who's saying it's a reach? A bunch of guys who have really never played the game and have never coached in the league. A bunch of media guys who put together their mock drafts.
Yeah.
And then what happens is you hear this phrase all the time. Well, because he was high on my board, that's a value pick.
A value pick.
It's a value pick. I had this guy going in the second round in my draft, but they picked him up in the fourth. Where did you play football?
I played at Promenade Country Day High School.
And where'd you play college ball?
I didn't.
Where have you coached in the league?
Haven't.
Where did you scout? Didn't.
No, absolutely. But I would say that if you are not, this is all about love. Do you love a guy?
Right.
And what are you willing to try to go and get him?
Right.
Because let's face it, the Vikings and the Broncos are only trading in one spot difference, but the Vikings are so much better equipped to move up in this draft without it hurting their long-range possibilities.
They are, but here's the question. What are they willing to give up?
Great question.
Are they willing to give up their two firsts this year and their first next year? Or are they willing to give up three firsts in a row?
Well,
what do you consider to be more valuable?
Compared to the Broncos in 3 years, giving up three first round picks, 2 seconds, three players, and then on top of it, another three first rounders that it will cost to move up.
The more valuable pick is the one this year. They go down in value as the years go on. So can the Broncos put together a package that is more valuable than the Minnesota Vikings? Plus, the Vikings have the 11th pick. The Broncos have the 12th
exactly.
pick. Then throw the Raiders in there. They're one behind the Broncos. Coming up after the break, we had this conversation yesterday. I said, do you know what the numbers were for the Caitlin Clark Iowa game against LSU? Well, guess what? They're in. Now, I think it's a fair question because we talked about it briefly yesterday. Can Caitlin Clark do for the WNBA what Larry Bird and Magic Johnson did in 1979? That's next. I don't like your kingdom, Kate. They once belonged to me. You asked me for a place to sleep, locked me out, and threw a feast. What? Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda, a no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, mileysports.com. You can reach us on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Today, buy and build, having an auction featuring cabinet sets, sinks, fixtures, carpeting, hardwood, flooring, and more. Bidding is started at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. Time now for What's Trending.
What's Trending? Presented by Silterhar Mazda. Get to Silterhar in Broomfield for a no-pressure buying experience at Silterhar Mazda or find them at sthmazda.com.
To both you and Alex, give me a quick yes or no. If Caitlin Clark did not play for Iowa, would you have watched the Iowa-LSU game?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Well, you're part of the 12.3 million viewers that did watch the game. That rating was better than the NBA Finals, the World Series, the Orange Bowl, Cotton Bowl, Thursday night NFL football, and every college football game this season, with the exception of Ohio State and Michigan. Now we have the numbers. And oh, by the way, it outdrew, I believe, a couple of Elite Eight games on the men's side.
Yes, well. And the Masters, and yeah, lots of stuff.
Yesterday we talked about the possibility of Caitlin Clark having that magic Larry Bird effect on the NBA in 1979. Now that we have these numbers, you think it's possible that not necessarily she puts the WNBA on the map, but people will now tune in to watch her in the WNBA?
I think more eyes than they've had. Is it seismic?
That number 12.3 million, yes, is seismic.
It is seismic. But residual effects from it, I would consider myself to be a pretty damn good basketball fan.
You are.
And I would consider myself to watch basketball almost on a nightly basis. Do I watch women's basketball more than I used to? Yes. No question.
Because of her, or just in general?
No, just in general. And I've done it for a few years now. I'm trending more the way that they would like in women's basketball. I still watch, 80 times more men's basketball than I do women's basketball, but it is certainly on my radar. The WNBA is not as much on my radar.
Let's cut right to the chase. They decide, the NCAA decides to move, which would never happen, the women's game, Iowa against South Carolina. Okay? We'll just make up a final.
Okay.
They're going to play head-to-head against the men's final. And that men's final is going to be Alabama-NC State.
Oh.
Now.
I'm watching the women.
There we go. Would you be watching the women if Caitlin Clark didn't play?
Oh, well.
If Caitlin Clark didn't play.
Well, there wouldn't be the buildup for Iowa if Caitlin Clark was.
I understand that.
Probably not then. Because
right. That's my point. That's the draw of Caitlin Clark. You would watch a women's game over the men's game.
Well, that matchup, I wouldn't watch it over UConn and Purdue.
Okay.
I wouldn't. I wouldn't. So,
well, you have two number one seats.
Yeah. And
so it has to be a great matchup for you to watch the men over the women.
But the women are producing great matchups now. I mean, we've had this for.
Doesn't matter. It's all about Caitlin Clark. 12.3 million people did not tune in to watch this game.
Well,
millions, not all. Millions tuned in to watch one person.
LSU.
Just like in 1979 in the Final Four.
That's two people in 79.
I understand that.
Right.
But people wanted to see Larry Bird and Magic Johnson. People are she is must-watch television, is the best way to put it. She's must-watch TV.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm wondering, will this carry over? Here's something else. We see Patrick Mahomes splattered all over the television, non-football season, any commercial you can imagine.
Sure.
Is Caitlin Clark about to become the next Patrick Mahomes when it comes to pitching stuff? And oh, by the way, I saw people say, I was like, really? Are you kidding me? It'd be better if she stayed in college because she'd get more NIL money. NIL money is the same thing as doing endorsements as
right.
a pro.
Right. She'll do more endorsements as a pro.
And oh, by the way, you know what her salary is going to be roughly in the WNBA?
It's like $78,000 or something like that, right?
Yeah.
But she will make so much more in commercial endorsements, and good for her.
Right.
My God.
Right.
I was reading about her summer regime yesterday, about the amount of work that she, and it's not to say that others, but I wasn't reading someone else's. I was reading about her work that she does. And it's enough to make you sit up and say, wow.
Yeah.
I mean, this woman put the time and the effort into her craft. And it's pretty obvious. I don't know. No, I would say the WNBA will continue to grow, but I don't think we're in an exponential place for its growth.
I would agree. if right now the WNBA is a match, right now, she's a blowtorch. She's not a bonfire, but she's a blowtorch.
Well said.
With that, we were talking yesterday a lot about race. And I'm the one who brought it up. I said one reason why I think that there is so much excitement about Caitlin Clark is because she's white. I'll be the first one to say it. And I believe that's true. Again, Peyton Hillis does not wind up on the cover of Madden if he's black. He's just not. He wasn't that great of a running back. And no, I don't buy into what, and by the way, it was Dennis Rodman who said it, not Isaiah Thomas. Isaiah Thomas just backed Dennis Rodman when it was said, if Larry Bird was black, he would just be another NBA player. With that, Paul Pierce came out and said, man, that white girl, I can't believe that white girl did that to all those black girls. Thanks for making my point, Paul. Thank you for making my point for me. Why can't a white girl do that? Oh, that's right, because white girls can't jump either.
Yeah, I don't know.
So what makes her so appealing?
Because she's got frickin' game. That's what makes her appealing.
Does color of her skin have anything to do with it? Anything?
Not to me.
But to the masses. To the 12.3 million people that watched, do you think there's an appeal like Jerry Cooney, the great white hope?
I mean, I don't know. I suppose so. I mean, yeah. I mean, that's an equation to me that I'm like, I don't get. But
you know,
I mean, but I should get it. I mean, I should get it. It's we live in America, and racial issues continue to be more of issues than they should be.
Here's the funny thing. Let's look at these numbers. 12.3 million people watched Iowa against LSU. A lot of those people tuned in to watch a white girl. What's ironic is those 12.3 million, better ratings than the NBA Finals. People weren't tuning in to see the white guy, Jokic, were they?
Well, I mean,
because he can't jump over a curb, Stephen A. Smith.
What the Colorado game get in ratings? It was like eight million,
no,
right?
No, it was about seven. 6.9 to be exact.
So
they keep going up.
But I mean, this matchup also, I mean, Caitlin Clark without question was the main force in all of this, but she had a good matchup. It was a good matchup too. Kim Mulkey, who for better or worse has been in the news a lot nationally.
I think that rating is completely cut in half for an Elite Eight game if Caitlin Clark does not play.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And I think I'm being generous.
And maybe more than that.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Maybe more than that.
Right.
Yeah, I would agree.
What do we have coming up on Just In Case You Missed It?
This Pro Football Hall of Famer has been added to Colorado staff as a grad assistant, and we'll talk about the Jackson County, Missouri voters rejecting the stadium tax for the Royals and Chiefs. That's next on Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle on Mile High Sports. All my friends in the small town. My parents live in the same small town.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Gonna have myself a real good time. I feel alive. And the world.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Sky like a tiger, defying the laws of gravity. I'm a racist.
I love this song. Best Queen song ever made. There are a lot of great ones.
Easy.
I love this song. Every time I work out, I have to listen to this song.
Really?
Yep, love this song.
So it's on your... How many workout lists do you have?
On my Amazon, two or three.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I've got three.
But I don't put on my own music. It puts in different groups that I like. So Always On is this song, Fall Out Boy, Green Day, all that. That's my workout mix.
I've got to have tunes that I know I like. I can't have a tune come on and sit there for 25 seconds to figure out, do I really like this tune?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's just, I've always been weird that way. Well
you are.
I've
weird
always
anyway.
Been weird. I was going to say it before you did.
By the way, if you want to reach us, do so on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed at Bruce Hurdle at Eric Goodman. Today, buy and build, have an auction featuring cabinet sets, sinks, fixtures, carpeting, hardwood flooring, and more. Bidding is started at rollerauction.com. Want to learn about upcoming auctions? Go to rollerauction.com/MHS. Time now for the final word.
The final word is presented by the McKenzie Law Firm. Don't wait before it's too late. Protect your family by setting up a will, living will, or estate plan with Dan McKenzie at themckenziefirm.com. Just in case you missed it, presented by Mountain High Appliance, Colorado's favorite appliance store for 25 years in Louisville, Colorado Springs, and now open in their new store in Littleton. Go to mountainhighappliance.com.
Alrighty, guys, just in case you missed it, Missouri voters rejected stadium tax for the Royals and the Chiefs that would help fund a new downtown ballpark, along with major renovations to Arrowhead Stadium. A Royals owner, John Sherman, and Chiefs president Mark Donovan acknowledged long before the final tally that the initiative would fail, and then more than 58% of voters ultimately rejected the plan. How does this affect the long-term future of both teams in Jackson County?
Well, John Sherman, who is the owner of the Royals, is a not quite lifetime Kansas Cityan, but fairly close to it. It is likely to me that they get back to the table with him and figure something out. The Chiefs are a little bit more of an interesting situation. They're looking to refit Arrowhead Stadium. Eric and I both know from having been there many, many times, Arrowhead Stadium is literally out in the middle of nowhere.
And it's right across the street from where the Royals play.
Yeah, exactly. It's right across the parking lot from where the Royals play. In fact, it's an odd place.
It's a complex with nothing around it.
Nothing.
Except parking lots.
That's it. Which is why the tailgating is so legendary in Kansas City, because they've got no other place to go.
The best part about that location is literally the location.
Yes.
When you are on I-70 driving there for a Chiefs game and you are nose level with all of the wonderful smells of the barbecue.
Isn't that the truth? Because it's unique.
It is.
Yes.
Because I-70 is probably, I don't know, 30, 40, 50, 60 feet up from the ground,
yep,
right? And then you are nose level with all the smells of the tailgate.
That's the best part of it. The second best part of it is that you can get in and out of it very quickly. I-70, 235. It's in a good place for that, but God, there's nothing around it.
Have you ever wondered why, Alex, Arrowhead is such a loud stadium?
Because they keep the noise in, right? Because it goes up high.
It's very vertical.
Yeah.
It's two things.
It's like Oregon.
Two things. That's the main point. It's a vertical build. But number two, the field is underground.
Yes, it's down there.
It's under the ground. So when
the hottest that I have ever been at a football game and the coldest that I've ever been at a football game were both in Arrowhead Stadium.
Yeah. All right, that was Mountain High Appliance. Just in case you missed it, you can walk in any store, try out the appliances before you buy them. When you buy a car, you're going to want to take it for a test drive. So why not do that with a Viking range? If you've never cooked on one, oh, goodness gravy.
It really?
Yeah. When you have great appliances,
of course,
it makes
right?
you want to cook even more,
yeah,
be in your kitchen. Let's face it, your kitchen is the centerpiece for your house in a party. Everybody is in the kitchen.
As someone who is a bit of a chef, next level chef,
I can pour milk into a bowl of Cheerios all day.
What is the one kind of thing that you'd love to have that's not always realistic? I mean, like, is it a warming tray or a, I mean, what is it that makes an appliance next level for a cooker?
When I bought my place, I'd never used one before. An induction stove is awesome. Once you know how to use it and understand where the heating levels are, it's automatic.
Really?
And it is, I mean, it boils water faster than you can possibly imagine for pasta. It's just, once you learn how to use it, it is an absolute pleasure. So much better than gas. So much better than electric.
Interesting.
By far. Absolute pleasure working on an induction stove. Love it. Mountain High Appliance, you can find them in Louisville, Littleton. You can also find their clearance center in Denver. Any reason to be concerned about the Nuggets? They don't have Jamal Murray right now. And they barely beat a bad San Antonio team.
Without two starters.
That's our tease.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
American Giant makes great clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, and more right here in the U.S. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.